This is water flowing into taro patches in Wailuanui on Maui. It's a sound you wouldn't have heard until recently. That's because for a century, water was diverted to central Maui for sugar cultivation. A court battle led by taro farmers ended the diversion and restored stream flow to East Maui in 2016.
The right to farm taro and to sufficient water to farm taro is protected in the Hawaii Constitution.
Maheleni Wendt married into a family with a long history of taro farming in Wailuanui. She's a vocal opponent of House Bill 1326 that would extend temporary permits and allow private users to divert the water for purposes like ranching and agriculture.
Because we were harmed, we don't want to see that practice continue. We are opposed to the holdover bill on the principle that it allows continuing the use of both land and water resources with no accountability.
The temporary water permits expire at the end of the year. Besides Alexander and Baldwin, permit holders include Kauai and Hawaii Island electrical utilities and Big Island ranchers, to name a few.
If there is no further extensions or holdovers of the permits, they wouldn't be able to divert the water anymore.
Ian Hirokawa oversees the water lease process at the Department of Land and Natural Resources. A&B spokesman Darren Pai says if the state doesn't grant the temporary permits, as many as 35,000 upcountry Maui residents and farmers could lose access to water. So what's the holdup?
It is a very complex process. We are working expediently as possible to, you know, convert the permits over to long-term leases. But I stress this, we need to do it the right way.
Hirokawa says among the challenges are appraising the value of water rights and setting the minimum amount of water to protect public trust purposes. He says of the 12 revocable permit holders, only one is in a position to secure a lease by year's end.
A lot of them are still going through their environmental review. I know for a lot of the smaller water users, there's a cost issue with complying with a lot of these requirements. So, you know, we're trying to see what can be done.
Pai says lawsuits and regulatory challenges by advocacy groups have caused the longest delays. For Wendt, long-term diversions have their place, but only if done properly.
You know, if it provides for the necessary protections, then by all means, the leases, you know, should be awarded.
The Senate Committees on Water and Land and Ways and Means will take up HB 1326 tomorrow morning at the state capitol. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.